marking
John,
of a heart.
John, sit down in your seat.
John, no. Sit down.
Sit down.
John, coming over. It's no. Fine.
John.
John, this snake hasn't bitten anyone since last week.
Sit down.
No.
Sit down.
No. Doesn't like me talking.
No, I do like you talking, but we're doing the theme song now.
Every time I talk, you tell me to be quiet.
No, I won't now. This is Howie Mandel Does Stuff. I'm Howie Mandel.
I'm Jacqueline Schultz. Move in, Dad. Move this way.
Don't lean so
don't
far out.
Don't lean far.
I was leaning far because I haven't been used to you here. And today we have another special episode. This is going to be a visual treat, not only an audio treat. So I know if you're listening in your car and that, you're going to be missing out on a lot, but we'll try to describe everything we're seeing. Your name is?
Brian Barczyk.
Brian Barczyk. Brian Barczyk is a, what are you by trade?
You know, that's a good question. I work with animals, I guess. I call myself a professional poop cleaner. So I clean poop.
Well, that's what most moms call themselves.
That's true. That's true. Know. I just have a lot more.
But you
children.
Clean poop. So you have. He's brought animals today, and yeah. We have John Lovitz also as a guest, who is. This is the second time on the show, and the second time he's late for showing up. We're going to call John and find out where he is.
Okay.
And because I want to share the animals with him, he is also an animal lover. Do you know who John Lovitz is?
I know who he is. Yes. Do you know he's an animal lover?
I do know.
Oh,
no,
okay.
You don't assume things like that. Okay. He's a friend, but he's
How
a.
Do you know?
He's
did
a
you
comedian.
Ask him?
I did. He's a comedian. He is a singer.
Wow.
He is a an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. He is a beau vivant.
Yeah.
He's a movie star.
Yep.
He was on SNL.
Guy.
He's very good looking.
Yeah. Yep.
And. I'm trying to find what did you hit
no,
dial?
No, you were talking.
Well, I was trying to
it's
stall.
Not, it's not ringing in the thing in the headphones.
Yes, oh,
there
it is. It takes
there.
A minute.
There.
Here we go. So, John is never. He's the one he said.
Oh, he is here.
Oh, he is here? You see
yeah,
him?
Yeah. Someone
John.
Just gave a thumbs up.
There, so then,
we can still call even though he's here.
Yeah.
Hello?
John?
Yeah.
Why are you late? John?
The fuck am I late? It's 12:27.
Did you not tell me to start early?
Oh, he...
No.
Yesterday.
He brought his animal, too.
No.
Yes, you did.
Not.
You said you had a tennis game.
What is that photo?
You?
Okay, he's coming.
Come in. Sit down.
Hello.
Sit down.
Oh, gosh, we do have an animal in the
Oh,
house.
Wait, is that a problem?
I mean, we'll make sure it's not that much
no,
of a
it shouldn't
problem.
Be a
that
problem.
Much of a problem.
I was saying
not
that
just an animal. It's Jerry Bruckheimer III.
His dog.
Oh,
sure, that is his dog.
Respect.
That's his dog, yeah.
Okay.
This dog could buy and sell you.
Yeah, and John doesn't play tennis, but he loves the apparel.
Oh, okay.
No,
yes,
he does.
I do.
John is actually, what I've heard, I haven't played with him directly, but you wouldn't know that, but you are a, it's not like golfing, but a scratch tennis player.
I'm a semi-pro.
Semi-pro.
What does that mean?
Well, some of my shots are professional and some are not.
So you get paid for every other shot?
Correct.
Okay. But he is, I was telling, he knows who you are and they're very excited about seeing you.
Yes.
Introduce
sir.
Yourself to John.
I'm Brian Barczyk. How are you?
Hello, Brian. I'm like Howie.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Fist bump. Oh, your daughter's back. Don't start that again.
He thinks he always thinks my daughter is flirting with
can
him.
Can I ask a question to the guys in the back really fast? I hear fuzziness in my headphones. Is that not from no one else hears it? If it's just me, then it's fine.
I hear it.
I think it's just the headphones. We don't hear it, but.
Okay. I'm just asking.
It's okay.
Should
it's
be gone.
Okay.
No, it's okay.
That's Jerry Bruckheimer. What?
That photo of me is with the boa and the bikini. I tried to get rid of that shot. Yeah. You found it.
Yes.
That was on my phone.
It's Lovitz, bitch. See what I did there?
Like Britney?
Kinda.
Oh.
But we're calling this episode Lovitz and Lizards.
Oh.
Oh.
Are you
about
like
a lizard in my pants? Miss Mandel. Oh,
no.
No, I'm no. Schultz. I'm
oh, that's your daughter.
I
thought she wasn't really your daughter. I thought you were kidding.
And I'm Mrs. Schultz because
married.
I'm married.
Oh.
It's How do you feel now?
Well, then let me rephrase what I said.
Okay.
It's a lizard in my pants, Mrs. Schultz. That better?
Yes, yeah.
Do you have any questions, John, before we begin?
Yeah, I do. I have one question. Is this podcast live?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, how many listeners are people are listening right now?
Four.
Three guys. It's live in this room. It's not, we're going to be recording it and then playing it for other people.
How long are you going to make them stand there like that?
I know you like working in front of an audience. So we today supplied you with a live audience. These are your people.
And are they wearing shirts that are, thanks, fellas, you can stay. At ease.
And look at your dog. Look at Jerry. I don't know if you can get a
He's
shot
very
of Jerry.
Comfortable.
I'm going to get a shot of Jerry. They'll put it in later. So this is
Jerry's so cute.
Isn't he?
So he's the cutest.
Jerry is just sitting at the foot here. You know,
he's really a person.
Really?
Yes.
He seems to be happy, and he's lunging. Do you think he sensed there's other wildlife in the room?
You mean the lizard?
In your pants.
Yes, Mrs. Schultz.
Okay, well,
she said it, not me.
Okay, Garrick, go ahead.
How do you feel about
your
wife who's married hitting on your friend?
It's not his wife.
This is not my wife. This is my daughter.
Your daughter.
That's even worse.
Sorry.
That's
how do you
the fact that he can't tell the difference between a wife and a daughter is what makes him
scared. I made a mistake.
After
how do you feel about your daughter who's a wife? Hitting on your friend.
After last time this happened, you're like, you know what's a great idea? Let's have him back for more.
I think he's so funny, but it's serious too. You know, he is.
By the way,
are you dating?
He can hear you.
Are you dating?
Can't tell.
What? You can't tell? What are you saying? You won't tell, or you can't tell if what's happening in your life is considered
dating?
I
can't tell if it's a date or not.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, that's dangerous.
That's dangerous for her.
Yeah.
What do you mean you can't tell? Was there a female? When is the last time you had dinner with a female?
Last night.
Don't get him in trouble. Maybe you shouldn't ask him. Don't get him in trouble.
Should we call her and find out what it was?
No.
Okay. Do you have anything to add?
Not yet.
What did you bring with you?
What do you do?
I'm the crazy animal guy, so I hope you do like animals. Do you like reptiles?
Yeah, I don't have a problem. Oh, you brought some reptiles.
I did, and we'll keep an eye on the dog. We can start small.
Okay.
Or we can start big.
It's up to John.
John, what do you want? What do you size? When you want, when you're thinking about a snake, you like a big snake or a small snake?
I don't like either, but the women I'm with like a big snake.
Okay, so we start
but
big.
But he doesn't know if he's dating or not.
Right, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna.
Oh, these guys work for you?
They work.
No,
well,
that's
they're
audience.
Here. Yeah, they're here. We're just having them help me, but they're here for you.
No, Jerry, come here.
Yeah,
he's gonna eat the snake.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gonna
come
eat
on.
The snake. No, this
oh gosh,
this
come gonna,
on.
Might
the
be better to be not
him.
Up. Yeah, it might be better to
not
be up on the couch.
Really? There's
I
a
don't
snake
know.
Coming your way, and you're
oh,
putting.
Oh shit! Get
oh,
my
look, it's
dog
this.
Out of the room.
Wait, your headphones.
Oh,
why don't
no.
we put him in the other room with the guys?
Somebody go grab the dog.
Yeah, the dog might be better safe or not in the room.
Put it down. Take it over to him. Take the snake all right, over to him.
Yeah, you can
come on
you
in,
bring it
John.
Over.
No. Yes.
No.
John, you got to come over and meet
John,
my snake.
John, come on
oh, there's
in.
There's a heart on the snake.
What do you mean there's a heart on the snake?
There's like a marking
John,
of a heart.
John, sit down in your seat.
John, no. sit down.
John, come on over. It's
no.
fine.
John,
this snake hasn't bit anyone since last week.
No, it doesn't bite.
It doesn't
do you want
bite.
To switch spots?
No, it chokes you to death.
No,
no
it won't.
No,
sit
not
down.
This one doesn't.
No.
Sit down.
No.
Sit down.
No.
Dad, okay. Did you not tell him what was going on today when you invited him?
No, he didn't tell me. He said we're going to talk about Kanye and Jews.
No.
Literally.
Want something to eat.
What?
You get hungry.
You want something to eat.
I'm hungry. Well,
sit down for a minute.
No.
So is the snake.
You go sit next
I will. You want to sit here?
Yeah. Fine.
Sit here.
All right.
Yeah, Mr. Big Shot. You choke.
You choke.
It's not going to choke. I promise.
Oh.
Oh, there goes the headphones.
Go plug it in.
This is a mess. Look at Alex shaking his head.
Hi, John Lovitz here. I've just taken over the Howie Mandel podcast. And Howie's
and
on the couch
here.
Next to a boa constrictor who's.
Python?
It's actually a reticulated python.
It's
a reticulated python. Oh, that's even
python.
Better.
I know you're okay with animals.
See, no, he's not.
See, I'm not nervous. Why can't it be like me?
Because it's smelling with his tongue, and it's smelling your dick. And when it bites you, in 2 seconds, you know, you'll go, "Why don't you want to sit here?" And then it's going to choke you, and that'll be that. And then I'll be doing the show with your daughter.
Oh, no.
And you can sit there.
Oh, so what is this? Talk about what you see, because this
How many feet is that snake?
It's about 10 foot long.
Yes, that's basically me in cold water.
Wow, that's impressive.
Is this the same snake as the Britney snake?
It isn't the same. It's very close, though. That's an albino Burmese python, and
I know that.
But this is a ridiculous.
Can I hold it, or
yeah?
What do
Look
I do?
At that thing.
Where do
10
I take
feet.
It?
I'm gonna go just like Mrs. This. Schultz.
Go right around your neck.
That's okay.
In my pants.
What's it supposed to do? Why do they? Now? Go? See, this could have been you, Joe. This could have been.
Yeah, that could have been me.
But you know, you
no,
said no.
I'm not doing it.
If you're just listening, I have a
How do you know it's not going to choke him?
How do you know it's not going to choke me?
Well, I have a, you know.
Yeah, how do you know? It's already, it's three quarters around your neck.
No, everything's okay. What are you worried about?
Yeah.
If you're just listening, if you're not watching YouTube, I just have a snake. I have a little snake around
and
my neck.
And he's squeezing.
Yeah, it's squeezing.
It's not a little squeezing. So talk about it a little bit so the people at home.
Your glasses are popped.
If your head's red.
No, it's good. Everything's good.
If you're listening, it's about a 10-foot python, beautiful yellow color, right?
He's gonna
beautiful,
pass out.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Give him
yellow.
A little bit of a hug right now. He's
not a constrictor. I'm not a hugger. This is called a restrictor. A restrictor?
Constrictor.
Constrictor. Yeah. And based on the fact that it constricts the ability to do it like a podcast.
He's getting a little red, isn't he?
He is getting red.
Snake? No, it's okay.
And breathe a little bit now.
You almost passed out.
No, I didn't. I'm good.
It's doing a chokehold on
you. No, it's not.
It's actually
supposed to. It actually is. I was kidding, but let's just say goodbye to Howie now. Howie, you're the best. You're a great guy.
I am a good guy.
Bye.
And look at the face. Could we put the face in the camera? Can they see that? By the mic?
Don't squeeze it, Dad.
I'm not squeezing it. It's squeezing me. What do you mean, don't squeeze it? Why don't you talk to him?
It's not your penis. Don't squeeze it.
No, everything's okay.
Yeah, he doesn't look as
Have you had any encounters with a snake, John?
You've had to.
Outside of my own?
Yes.
No.
Really?
Aren't you jealous that you're not sitting here?
It's quite the experience.
Isn't it funny that guys that are in their 20s think we're really funny? We're just like them, but now that we're older saying the same crap, they think it's hysterical.
Right? Are you talking about these guys?
Yeah. They're like, this is like my grandfather talking like I do.
Have you heard them say a word like you? Why are you assuming they like your humor?
Because they're laughing at everything I say. There's that.
They also gave him a round of applause when he came in.
You're just jealous that the three fellas you hired think I'm funnier than you. And it's your show.
Wow.
I don't hear a lot of laughter. But anyway, let's continue talking.
I have a question about the snake that I wanted to ask.
Okay. Let's go.
So this morning, I was dressed in sweatpants, sweatshirt. He said, are you going to change?
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm getting ready for the snake.
He's dead.
In case they
He's
pee
going.
I'm good.
In case they pee on me.
Right.
And he said, snakes don't pee. Snakes pee, right?
Snakes do pee, yes. Uh-huh. Actually,
Snakes pee.
The good news is
your mouth.
Yeah, right about where your mouth is.
No.
No, it's all the way down here at the base of the tail, and they do. But the good news is
where's the base of the tail?
When you right down here.
Okay.
This is it, right down there. This is where it would pee. You want to hold that side?
You're a braver man than me, Howie.
Is it a female or a male?
Oh, it's
this is actually a it's female here.
Okay. It is stuck.
No, oh, it's stuck. It's stuck. No,
right.
Okay.
It's a good idea killing you.
Whoa.
This isn't a great audio. Audio.
If you guys are just listening,
Howie is
being constricted by my snake.
This is the most disgusting podcast I've ever been on.
But he's handling it
and
well.
That snake
he really
is. Between
is.
His legs. Will you start humping that snake?
Yes.
You're disgusting. Your daughter's right here.
Take it.
All right.
You don't have
in the meantime, let's go through his wallet, get some of these credit cards.
No, leave my wallet alone.
Oh, look at Howie. Suddenly he's up and...
Oh,
do you have any questions about reptiles, Lovitz?
Lovitz has been... How long will that snake live?
About 30 to 40 years. Yeah, it's only about 3 years old right now, so it's actually pretty young. Believe it or not, I can one day get 25 foot. That's a small snake.
that could grow to 25 feet.
Yeah.
You know, he could just cancel the credit card.
He's stealing.
I don't know what
stealing
you're
credit
talking
cards.
About.
This
That's
episode
a vicious lie. And stop saying that.
What is coming next?
Well, we could. Why don't we do a small lizard? Really,
you want to sit down here for a small lizard?
John, you want to come over and small lizard?
I did the big snake. You did a small lizard.
Yeah, no. This won't hurt you.
What do you mean? No.
Well, let me see it first.
It's right there. It's real cute.
Look, it's cute. Okay.
All right, we got him. All right.
You were turning red.
I was not.
It was a little tight on him.
Can
I'm not going to lie.
I want a picture after this.
But
Howie
Mandel,
snake.
You won't shake anyone's
totally
hand, but like a boa restrictor, squeeze his neck and his crotch.
They're germ free.
Figure that one out.
They're germ free.
Yep.
Snakes don't have germs.
Are they germ free? Okay. Are they clean?
The ones we have are. I mean, if you kept it, it's almost
How
like
do you
anything,
clean a
right?
snake? Oh, the lizard left. This is not working anymore.
My
do you hear this?
Gonna chase that thing. What kind of a lizard is that? Mrs. Schultz wants to know.
Oh, no. He's relentless, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
What, you
so tell it.
I'm calling you Mrs. Schultz, and now that's a problem.
No, I appreciate it.
No,
you don't
no,
want anyone to know?
No, no. I appreciate it.
Give him the lizard.
You want to try?
Nope.
Yes. Take it. Right so here. He has a little lizard. This lizard, if you're just, it. If you're not watching, is about three, how,
yeah,
4 inches?
Maybe 4 or 5 inches long.
What 4 or 5 inches?
What's that?
What kind of a lizard
this
is
This is
it?
Called a gargoyle gecko. It's from a place called New Caledonia, which is by Australia, basically.
Oh, nice. Now it's just in a room in Van Nuys.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sure it's very happy.
At least give it a touch. It's very soft, right?
What kind of touching is that? What are you doing? What are you doing?
That's disgusting.
He's fingering the
I'm
lizard.
I'm not sure how I feel about this. Like, I don't want to be on the end of holding this.
There's going to be a Me Too movement for reptiles.
It's going to
start with this moment.
Yeah. You're like the Harvey Weinstein to reptiles.
Yeah.
It's on the couch.
Yeah. I've never had
Continue.
Anyone
he didn't
my lizard
finish.
Like
he didn't
this.
Finish.
Oh, he didn't finish. No, yeah. No. The lizard did, though.
No.
Yes. What the heck? You want to do what to Mrs. Schultz?
Oh, my God.
You finished?
I'm finished. That was the lizard.
That was beautiful. Do you want to see it?
What?
Do you want to hold it?
Sure.
Okay.
What?
That was disgusting. That's your daughter.
What are you talking about?
You just said your daughter. You want to hold it?
The lizard.
Yeah. Hello? You know, that's what your father calls his...
No, Hi. This is just getting really uncomfortable.
Yeah. I know. I'm very uncomfortable with this.
Hi.
Well, look at it. Oh, hold it up like so the camera
so that's
can
your
see
dad's
it.
Now. So you're holding your dad's
is it
lizard.
Is jump if I let it... Crawl?
It might jump, but it won't hurt anything or anything like that. Okay. So. But yeah, they do like to jump a little bit.
It's a beautiful... It looks like a... It looks like when you see those movies of the Kyoto dragon, right?
Komodo dragon.
You ever had something?
No, Kyoto.
Oh, Kyoto. Yeah, I those are the Kyoto. Japanese dragons. Yeah.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Schultz, you ever had something like that soft and 3 inches on your shoulder?
Not on my shoulder.
Stop it, John.
What?
Stop it.
I'm asking about the lizard. Okay, fine. Have you ever
this
had
is
a,
really uncomfortable.
Something
this is like...
shaped like a lizard, or a lizard? An actual lizard?
All right, you could take the lizard off her shoulder. I'm just uncomfortable with the
can
lizard.
Can this lose its tail also?
It's not like, my
it can
fault
lose its tail,
that her
yeah.
husband is it says, hey, honey, you want to see my lizard? That's not my fault. You should be in jail for being a pervert, Howie Mandel.
Do you understand what's going on? You don't know when to come back? What's next?
We got to keep going?
Yeah.
Why do you feel like it's done?
Yeah, keep going. I'm so glad I'm here.
I'm a little terrified about bringing out anything at this point.
Do you want to hold John?
Pants. His lizard? No.
No, just John.
Just hold John.
Just hold John. He won't bite.
Like a baby.
Ooh, that one to me looks scarier.
It's coming off the table now.
That's all right.
Oh, it's all right. It's coming off the table.
You know, from this angle, it looks like you've got a little long white snake.
give that to right, John.
There you go.
Oh, look, he holds it. John, you want to talk about it for a second?
Well, it's just moving like crazy.
Yeah, that's what they do. They're alive.
Oh, here.
Yeah, that was
feels like sushi come to life.
Look what I have. Do you want to hold mine?
Hold your what?
This one's a little bit more chill. That the white one is a little more chill, actually.
The white one's more chill.
It is.
White one is more chill.
Howie has a little white snake.
And you've got your hands all over it, John.
Oh. I'm good. I'm good.
No,
no, no, take it. Take
you
it.
Hold it.
Take
no.
It. Why won't
I
you?
Didn't come on here to hold your snake.
What do you want to promote?
Those ones are creepier.
Yeah. I'm going to be on the Masked Singer tomorrow.
Are you really?
What
are
about that, Mr.
Wait,
Jealous?
Are you allowed to say that?
Yes.
How does I haven't watched The Masked Singer.
No, I'm not a contestant.
Oh. You're not like a large bird or dressed up like a snake or a lizard singing show tunes?
No.
What?
You are a singer, though, right? You do sing.
Yes. What would you like to hear? I'm on The Masked Singer as a guest. It's a comedy theme night. So they go, let's go over to our comedy club with John Lovitz, who's doing stand-up all over the country and in Las Vegas. Then they have like a little brick wall, like the Improv. And Bud Friedman, who started it, just passed away. God bless him.
End of story.
I don't know if that was the end
but,
of the story.
But that already happened because this isn't airing.
Do you use burps?
It's airing tomorrow.
Punctuation?
No.
November 16th.
But this isn't airing today.
This aired, like, you could say this happened last week.
Yeah.
Not live.
Apparently, this happened last week.
Okay.
Not.
What's happening? So you're on The Masked Singer as a judge or a comedian?
I give clues, yeah, as myself.
Okay. And
I give clues to who the singers are.
You're touring the
country? Like one of them, there's an avocado. Guess who it is?
Okay. But why don't you give it away on here? We'll give it away on here. We'll say we have Masked Singer clues. You're going to give away Masked Singer clues?
No, I better not say because what if they're going to air me over two nights? I don't know if it's going to be revealed tomorrow.
Say it, and then I'll...
Do you know who it is?
Do you know who it is?
Yes. Yeah, because I did the show, and they revealed it.
Oh, and it's pre-taped.
Yes. Like
so why don't
this.
You say... So why don't you say... So you're on the show that's airing tomorrow night, but this is airing in a week. How could you not give clues to who we saw last week unveiled?
You know, what if they spread the show out? I don't know.
What do you mean, if they spread the show out?
I gave three clues. Maybe it's all one show. I don't know what they cut out. Maybe they're going to wait.
Give us a clue. Give us one of the clues, the first clue. And that doesn't tell us who it is.
One of the letters in their name is the letter A.
Ooh, I know who it is. I know who it is.
Wait, what kind of snakes are these?
Oh, these are actually gopher snakes.
Oh,
you don't have to be scared. Those are good.
Yeah, like, those
why
are
don't
good
you
snakes.
Go for it, Mrs. Schultz?
Gopher snakes are good. Didn't mom have one of those wrapped around her leg?
Yeah, a gopher snake.
Are you three friends?
No.
You don't even know each other?
Yeah, we met him out in the parking lot, actually. Brought him in.
It's a lie.
No, he doesn't know them. They said they would help.
These are my sons, and this is a friend of mine. You can see the family resemblance, can't you?
These are your sons, really?
Yeah.
Which are your sons?
These two with the tie-dye shirts.
And that's the friend?
That's the friend.
I don't like the friend.
Dan, yeah?
I'm just saying.
We don't really like him much either, to be honest with you.
Wait, I actually have questions about the snakes and the animals.
Well, ask away. We're happy to help. And you know, I was.
I have a question
you,
for
Schultz.
You.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I work with. Well, actually,
you're a snake wrangler.
Well, kind of. Yeah, I work with snakes. I have a reptile zoo, and I also am a social media influencer, whatever that means.
You have a reptile zoo?
Yeah.
Where?
In Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, he has red eyes.
So you brought these snakes on a plane?
Well, these ones
like
actually
the
came.
Oh,
from
like
the
a
area.
Movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it's a good movie. No, these ones actually live here in California, so my stuff is in Detroit. But there's lots of
so
snakes.
So where did you get the snakes from?
My friend. That's why my friend's here.
It just licked you.
You put a snake in my mouth. She just put a snake in my mouth. You don't put a snake in my mouth.
I'm sorry.
Why would you do that?
I'm sorry.
Because your daughter's
you
a perv.
The snake was in my mouth. Is that dangerous?
Not dangerous.
Perv,
not these
perv,
ones. You'll be
perv,
fine.
Mrs. Schultz.
King snakes are good too.
Go ahead.
Right?
He was asking questions. Those are good questions, John.
What?
Well, how big is your zoo in Detroit?
I mean, it's pretty decent size. We actually are in the process of expanding to like a grocery store. We just bought.
Well, how
a
big is
store.
It now?
Right now, it's about 10,000 square foot. It's going to go to 24,000.
And it's full of snakes.
Full of snakes, reptiles? Alligators, lizards, tarantulas. You
and
name
so
it.
People come by and buy tickets and visit.
Yeah,
like
exactly. They get to hold snakes. They get to feed alligators.
And what's your handle so we can like on your Instagram?
Just I'm at Brian Barcheck. You know, so. But yeah, and obviously you can imagine people love watching people do crazy stuff with reptiles. So.
What's the craziest thing you did with a reptile?
Oh gosh, I've done a lot. I've been, you know.
I'm ghost. Talking to John.
Oh yeah, yeah, good idea.
I put one up my butt. Is that what you want to hear?
Oh wow,
you yes, never did that.
Clearly,
yeah.
Has anybody ever tried that?
I'm sure someone has tried it. I hope I don't know anyone that I know that has tried it.
If you think someone anyone, put gerbils up their butt,
do you think
for
anyone
sure?
named Howie Mandel has ever tried to put a lizard up his butt?
Probably not. I'm just assuming.
Look how he I'm touches. look how he no, touches
no,
it.
No thanks.
Can you see how he's touching it?
I'm not good at
no,
that.
But seriously,
I don't
they
want to
say
drop it.
They say that you're supposed to put king snakes in your backyard because they get rid of rattlesnakes.
Yeah, that's
right?
True. Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
yeah. We tried. How my husband tried to catch a king snake and put it in our backyard.
No, he didn't.
I swear.
He won't even. He screams when
he
sees
went
a spider.
And he heard that the neighbor had a king snake, and he went to try to catch it to put it in our backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do people like listening to this rambling podcast? They can't even see the snakes. Then suddenly it's like you two just pretend you're at home at the kitchen table. Hey, Dad, yeah. Tonight when we have dinner, can you get some pudding?
Pudding?
I don't know. You think this is not an interesting episode?
People can't see the snakes, can they?
Well, they can watch
on YouTube.
You can watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
I think the most interesting thing about this show is that picture of me.
It is nice.
I and think Mrs. You Schultz's obsession with it.
You should recreate that picture later.
We could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever worn a two-piece?
No. Have you?
Yes. Yeah. I was at the, and you could put this picture up, Jeremy. I was at the anniversary of the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Look for Howie Mandel, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Look at Jerry Bruckheimer, the third sitting on Jerry.
I see it.
Oh, yeah.
Look.
Wow. Oh, you were buff there.
It's horrifying.
That. What? That was amazing, right?
And you're so hairless.
Is that
so
during the
weird.
Pandemic?
What?
I'd look at you and I go, oh, look at Howie in a bikini.
Why are
Can you put on a mask so I don't get sicker?
Why are you so hairless?
What are you talking about?
Why? How are you that hairless?
I shave.
I like everywhere.
Why do we have to have this discussion now?
So weird.
Every discussion I'm having with my daughter today is uncomfortable. Yeah, I shave. And I will say this now.
Uh-huh.
Manscaped isn't even a sponsor.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Maybe they will be. Who knows?
You what look you- like that guy from the Marvel movies that's getting in all the trouble. The Flash.
I look like that? A bald guy in a two-piece? That looks like The Flash to you? I don't understand how that looks like The Flash.
I'm getting nauseated.
You want me to take it down?
But he can't stop looking. That's the thing.
You want to give him a spider?
I want to close my eyes.
I actually don't have a spider.
Never
here.
Happened.
What do you have?
I have a couple other bigger lizards too.
Give him a big lizard.
You want
no.
a big lizard?
You lied.
A big lizard to
you
love.
You said we were going to talk about something else.
What did you say?
You
will.
You
could talk. Okay, so
snakes.
What did
you're
you
a
say?
Liar.
What did you tell him?
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about?
Yep.
I don't want to talk about it now. I'm just hungry.
Does somebody want to get him a snack? Can you get John something to eat? What do you want? You want a snack?
All right. I'm gonna. Okay.
I like him.
Why? Well, look.
This is
come
good,
on.
Though. This is like your dog, really. It's more like your
this
dog.
This is friendly. Where are you going?
Here.
I don't. No.
Put it here. Put it here. You go sit down.
It'll
you go sit down.
It'll sit right there.
You go sit down.
Does it
no, go
fit?
Sit down.
These things are going to bite my
They head. Don't bite.
It's going to bite your.
Come back, John.
Head off, and you'll see you're not. Or your dick.
I don't understand. He just walked
I think
up.
We just lost
look at,
John.
Look at
we
his lost dog. Lovitz. Do you see his dog?
Where's his dog? On Jeremy's dog. Here, talk to me here. Why did you leave, John?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. Lean into the mic.
Why did I leave? Why wouldn't I? You've got the crazy animals.
I told you there was going to be animals. People shouldn't think I...
It's not like we're on the Tonight Show with that guy, Jim.
No, we're on my podcast with him. What, you want to be with Jim?
This is Howie. Hey, you're with Kanye West. Dave Chappelle's monologue. You want to come on my podcast and talk about it? Okay. And then I get down here. And what are you doing? You got snakes and iguanas. You almost got choked out by a boa constrictor.
Wait, that's how you
and
did it.
And now you've got a thing that you say friendly. That thing's going to, it's a wild animal. It's going to turn and snap at any moment.
You
or start nursing from your Mrs. Schultz. Who knows what it's going to do?
Did you like Kanye's monologue on SNL?
Chappelle.
Did you like Chappelle's?
I thought it was funny, except for the one part when he said that the Jews blame black Americans for all their problems. I thought that was out of left field. Okay. I've never heard that one.
Okay. So come on in and hold the lizard. Okay. So come on in and hold the lizard.
No, you know, life doesn't work like that. You can't just lie to me and then pretend you didn't.
You can still talk about
whatever you
want.
I told
you
there was going to be animals here.
I know you said. The only animal you said there's going to be animals there. I go, you mean your daughter? And you go, yes.
No, you said.
My daughter's an animal in bed. Mr. Schultz told me. I go, Howie, this is your daughter. What are you telling me this for?
No, you said, I said you may not want to bring Jerry because there's going to be reptiles there. And you said I can leave Jerry in the car.
No, and then you said, and my daughter wants you. Let's try it.
No, I didn't.
And I go, it's your daughter. I was joking last time. I was just joking with your daughter. She's married, and I respect that. But apparently you don't.
I did not say that.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Oh, no. Alex. Look at this. Licking the mug.
I like
this. How much? How old is this? Who is this?
This is Pork Chop. Mm-hmm. It's about 4.5 years old. It's what they call a tegu from Argentina.
Tegu. Come in for the tegu.
Wait, yeah, are these chill. Are these your animals?
These ones are not because my place is in Detroit. So when I come, I borrow friends of mine animals to do
this. Is
you
a friend's tegu?
Yeah, just borrow animals?
You're allowed to pick up a friend's tegu.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Even if you don't own the tegu, you could fly across the country and take a friend's tegu.
Yes, I
with
do
with you.
All. Well, not with me. It's here. And
Howie, can you stop saying that?
Tegu?
Oh, tegu. Oh, I thought you said teju.
Explain the animal that you're holding, John.
I'm holding a...
hold it toward the camera. You see the camera there where you are? Yeah.
This is a teacup Great Dane. From Denmark, it's a very rare breed. And he's basically a miniature Great Dane. His name is Jerry, my dog.
That's a miniature Great Dane, and this is a tegu. Have you ever seen a tegu?
Alex has for sure.
No.
And how big
like
will
to
a
see
full
your
grown
wife goo? I'm kidding. I meant Mrs. Schultz.
No.
I don't know why I keep thinking your daughter's your wife.
They asked if he's ever seen a tegu, and he said, no, but I've seen your wife goo.
Oh. You're repeating it for the guys here.
For them, who couldn't hear it, because they just looked confused.
Your own daughter just said it.
What do you think? Is this the best podcast you've ever been on?
Those aren't animals. They're reptiles. That can eat you and kill you.
But reptiles are still considered animals.
Of course they are.
This is the animal kingdom.
Yeah. Animals, they're reptiles. They're not mammals.
How big can the tegu go?
Not only
that's
mammals
as big as it'll get
are
right
animals.
There.
This is not going to get any bigger. Yeah, come back it. In. It's yeah. not getting any bigger.
And it's like a puppy.
It's like a puppy.
It's not like a puppy.
It is.
It's not even close.
If
it
I
is.
Were to get an
it's like a miniature
reptile,
Great Dane.
All right, why don't you let it lick your balls right. if it's just like
is
a
is that what
puppy.
You do with
like
your
puppy?
With your miniature?
That's what everybody does with puppies. Fool, why do you think they get him?
Oh, my God. Someone's going to come and take your dog away from
you. Know
you.
That thing about peanut butter? And this
oh, your
woman's
dog's
having
my leg right now.
Having a birthday party. and they sneak in to say surprise, and the woman's in the kitchen with her legs open and there's peanut butter, you know, in her crotch, and the dog's eating the peanut butter. Never heard that story?
No. Go ahead.
Yeah, you did. I just told it to you. So it's that.
That's
no,
the whole story?
I don't have sex with my dog, but I am talking about you.
No, but what is the, what's the story about the
Can
woman in the kitchen?
A little.
What's the, don't worry about it. What's
this
the, what?
This man, he threw his wife a surprise party, and they and he got all of his friends to come over at like 4 o'clock in the house to sneak in. And they go in the kitchen, and they hear the woman going, oh, oh. And it was her, the woman's up on the kitchen counter, and she's got peanut butter in her crotch. And her dog, a golden retriever, was licking the peanut butter. She was having oral sex with the dog. And that's what you want to do with that thing on your desk. Go ahead, put some peanut butter on your crotch. I like that iguana lizard. Go for it. Why don't you do that?
I thought you were going to tell us a
joke.
You
son of a bitch.
What are you?
I'd rip your head off. You invite me down here with these lizards. Anti-Semitism is going running wild rampant across the nation. But you, a fellow Jew, want to talk about snakes and lizards and your wife's goo. It's disgusting. What kind of a man are you, Howie Mandel?
This is the weirdest episode we've ever had. Is this what you thought you were going to do? But we're learning more about animals. Do German shepherds like peanut butter?
German shepherds do. Yes, they do. Yes,
they do.
And I've heard that story many times.
Oh, you've heard it.
Oh, you heard it.
Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah. You guys hadn't heard that.
No.
No.
It's like sometimes it's a German shepherd, sometimes it's a Great Dane.
But it's always a surprise.
But it's always a party and peanut butter.
And in this case, it's an iguana and Howie Mandel.
Thankfully, iguanas don't like peanut butter, so you're good.
Thankfully.
Thankfully, yes.
Okay.
Oh, Howie wants to know what kind of food they do like and then put it on his crotch.
What do they eat?
These are, these particular ones are carnivores, but so yeah, you wouldn't want it on your crotch.
Has there been any instances where like lizards have bit someone's balls or anything?
I think that's a question.
Just go back to...
Oh, I'm sure it's happened.
I have a family audience.
Yeah.
I had.
I think in the movie Jackass they did something similar to that. If not, I know they've done like some crazy stuff with animals, but
they let a togu bite.
I don't
bite.
Think a tegu, but I think they've had some other things bite their balls. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I would not suggest that.
You wouldn't suggest
that.
It. Are there people that would have it suggested?
I am positive there would be people out there that would do it. I mean,
John.
He seems like he knows somebody that
yes,
would.
Yes, Howard.
Would you be willing to let a tegu go at you?
Bite your mango.
You mean again?
No. What's your favorite animal?
Oh, gosh. I love them all. It's kind of like asking a mom of three who their favorite kid is, right?
No, I could tell you.
Yeah, you could tell?
Well,
right here, which one's your favorite kid?
Jay, probably.
How do you feel about that? What?
He said he's used to rejection.
He's used to rejection.
No. They're both great.
He what?
You could say he could say it again because we... To make sure the mics don't go, we had that one off when he walked out.
He's saying he wants you to say it again because he couldn't hear it in the mic.
I'm used to it. The pain is, I'm just used to it.
How old are you?
23.
And he hasn't been, like he treats the animals wonderful.
Yeah.
But as a son, you feel?
Yeah, neglected.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, it's sad.
Is this therapy?
Not yet.
Not
it
yet.
Can be.
John? Where did John go?
John left.
He left?
He's looking for snacks.
Yeah. He's literally looking for snacks.
He's literally looking for snacks. John, go get somebody get him a snack and bring him back in. Get him a snack and where is he?
He's found them.
He disappeared.
No, there's no snacks in there. Send him into the kitchen in the other side. This is so weird. We're right in the middle. There's a tegu.
It's a tegu.
Continue to talk about animals to fill this.
Well, I just know that today is Steve Irwin Day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, see my shirt, crikey?
Yeah.
Steve Irwin.
See my shirt? Stuff?
I can hear
Wait,
you.
Wait, is it a national holiday?
It's a national holiday in Australia. Yep, it's Steve Irwin Day. Yep, so he was obviously a legend in
We're going to move that. I'll get that. Could you put that away? And then so John can come and sit down? Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Did he make you want to start working with animals?
Well, actually, I was working with animals a long time before Steve came on the scene. But you know, he was a great guy, you know, and did so much for the animal world. So, you know, I think we all kind of aspire to, you know, walk in his footsteps to some extent, you know.
Did you ever meet him?
I never met Steve, but ironically enough, I've become good friends with his family after he passed away. So, you know, they're great people. I'll actually be down with his dad in March. You know,
Bob He's really Irwin. Good friends with the Irwins.
Well, that's nice.
Did you ever meet him? You'd have to have crossed paths with him at some point, no?
I don't think I did. Did I ever meet? No, I never met.
You never came on your
I like Steve Irwin. He was always so positive, you know, so it was very sad. I really did think it was very sad when he passed away. Yeah. Because he seemed so nice and so positive.
He was, yeah.
Human being.
I told them.
Unlike
today is
one of our podcast hosts. Mm. You I'm not going to say which one.
You don't think I'm positive?
I'm not saying which one, but it's one of you.
Okay. You don't think
you had, didn't you have the Tiger King on your show?
Oh, wow.
No. No, I didn't have the Tiger King. But when I did the talk show, one of the people that was in that show came on one time as a helper.
It was Doc Antle.
Oh, yeah.
Who's also gotten in trouble.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach Safari. Yeah.
He brought a liger into NBC.
Giant.
Oh, what?
Yeah, giant, right?
A liger.
Yeah.
Half tiger, half lion, and it was huge. Where were you, John? I had a liger on my show. I have a picture of my liger on the show. It's
I
on my
thought
line.
That
well, I can
made
tell
up.
You a true story about a tiger, a white tiger.
Go ahead.
And Siegfried and Roy.
Go ahead.
It didn't end well.
No. Well, it might have been what happened the second time. I was doing a movie, City Slickers 2. Anyway, the first scene in the movie that we shot was going to be the last scene in the movie. Now, anyway, this scene was cut. But the scene was my character goes on stage with Siegfried and Roy, and my character is supposed to be like into the Godfather and nuts. So I'm with Billy Crystal, and we go to meet Siegfried and Roy, and backstage, and they have like a I don't know what he was like in a servant serving us drinks, and it was an African American fellow, but he was dressed in a Chinese outfit, and he was bald except for like a ponytail, like a Chinese guy from the 20s, and he had round glasses, and he's bringing us drinks. And then Roy looked like a Beverly Hills housewife with his hair back and the makeup and everything. And he says to Billy, you know, so Billy, we have this trick we want to do in the movie. Once I think you'll really like it. And Billy said, oh, I'm sure it's fabulous, but we really don't have time. It's only, the scene's only like a minute. No, but it's a really great trick. We'd like to show it to you. And Billy goes, no, I'm sure it's great, but what I'm trying to tell you is we won't have time to show the trick because the scene's very short. It's like a page, a minute. Well, you'll see the trick, and you'll see it, and then you'll like it, and then you'll use it. You know, so I was like, oh, my God, Roy's a little, you know.
Pushy.
Nazi-like. So I felt like, you know, we were going to be put, in, you know, on the train any second. So anyway, so they do the trick anyway. So the trick was Roy's on stage and there's a big empty glass case. And then a curtain comes down over it and then it goes back up and there's a tiger inside. Like, Matt, boof, you know, there's a tiger. So they do it and there's the tiger. But the tiger was scared and the tiger was pissing like a stream against the glass case, like a lot, like you could see it very clearly. Howie Mandel, it wasn't even a question. It was like a hose,
right?
And then they let the tiger out, and the tiger was still peeing, and Roy had him on a leash, and Roy's running around the stage. And then all of a sudden Roy slips on the stage. Let's go of the leash. And now there's a 1,500-pound tiger running around the stage, loose. Everyone
gasped in fear. And the tiger went around in a circle, and I was like, oh my God. And Roy's on the ground, and the thing's running around, and thankfully it ran a big circle and ran off stage. And everyone said, what happened? What happened? And I gleefully said, I'll tell you what happened. He slipped in the tiger's pee. Thank you, fellas. And I think that may have been what happened on that stage that night.
The tiger was scared.
He peed and he slipped again. And that's why the tiger, you know, went out. I don't know, but
he slipped. Were you not scared? Were you on the stage?
Yeah, I was scared. Everyone was. I was in the audience. But the thing was loose. It's huge. A Bengal tiger.
Crazy.
Yes.
What do you think of
that? I'll never forget it.
Well, now that you've told that story, we have an expert here. What are your comments on that story?
Well, I mean, tigers are scary. Out of all the big cats, tigers are the ones that kill more people than anybody. So,
and yeah, it was running around loose.
Yeah, no, it's scary. I love big cats, but I am always scared when I'm around tigers because they're just scary.
You can't trust them.
No, I mean,
it's a true story.
The thing, it is. There you go. True story. Well, I believe
it's like and the way you tell it, it's like we're in the room.
Yeah,
it was sure that the people.
I visualize that.
I'm really hungry.
we'll have lunch in just a minute. What do you want? You want snacks? You want some chips?
No, I hear you're having sushi.
We are? Who said that? Alex?
Somebody out there.
Is there sushi being ordered?
No.
Who told you? Who did you walk into?
That opened the door.
That opened what door?
Outside of here.
Just the guy in the parking lot?
I rang the bell.
Right.
Nobody showed up. And then the painter, who doesn't, I don't speak English, went and punched in the code. I opened the door myself, and there he was.
Wow.
And I said, hi, is there anything to eat? He goes, we're going to be ordering sushi later on.
Isn't that the fish guy that's here?
That's the guy that looks after my fish tank. That's the aquarium guy. And you can't eat my fish. Those are for my aquarium.
So the guy lied about the sushi.
Well, it is sushi, and I ordered new
fish. Your aquarium guy? I thought he was a painter.
The guy that said that sushi is the guy that looks after my saltwater fish tank.
The hell do you have a saltwater fish tank?
I was on a show called Tanked.
Really?
Yeah, they did. They're
friends of mine, yeah.
Yeah, so they did my tank.
Ah, nice.
It's out front.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
America's Got Talent. Do you?
It's a good question.
Is that photo from Comic Relief, the first one?
Yeah, you're in that.
I'm in that photo.
You're in that photo. Have you ever looked at that photo and see who's in that photo?
Not lately.
So in that photo, there's a photo if you're not watching and there's no way.
No, but it looked familiar. I go, I was there. I didn't remember you being there.
I didn't remember.
I'm sure you were, but I mean, yeah.
No, I just put up pictures of you. I was there. Sid Caesar
behind
was there,
me was John Ratzenberger. And I remember during that photo, I my butt itched and I pulled my pants out of my butt and John Ratzenberger goes, nice move.
Wait.
He saw it.
Your butt itched. You're taking a picture on stage at the Universal Amphitheater and you pulled down your pants to scratch?
No, I pulled my pants and scratched my butt and John Ratzenberger noticed it.
John Ratzenberger is from Cheers. Hmm. He was
in that photo. I'm scratching my butt. And that was at the Universal Amphitheater and that was the first in March, and I remember I did it, and everybody knew who my liar character was. Everyone told me, everyone's going, yeah, that's the ticket, but I never heard it. And then I came out here to do it. Whoopi Goldberg got me in that Comic Relief because I did a movie with her, Jump Jack Flash, and she goes, we're doing this thing with all the top comics. Will you be in it? And that was like in November or something. I go, yeah, sure, I'd love to. And then I couldn't get in, and I said, Whoopi, no one's called me, like 3 weeks before. So I go, can you call? She goes, yeah. And then she goes, okay, you're in it. I go, what'd you say? She goes, I screamed at them. I go, this guy's one of the first guys to say yes. And once I said yes, they said everyone else did. And right. I wasn't even that well known.
I know. That's why I'm there. I was there for you.
Yeah. And then, go ahead. I did my Lara character in the audience, and everyone like laughed and knew what it was. And I couldn't believe it.
Wait, they knew you because
on YouTube, you know.
You doing the Lara character?
Yes,
on Comic Relief.
Yes.
Should we play it?
Sure. Why not? It's not like I came here to talk about snakes.
What do you think?
Gotta get something out of
him doing the John Lovitz doing the Lara on Universal on Comic Relief. You say Comic Relief. It'll take a minute, and that there's no hurry. In the meantime, you want to bring out another animal?
We could.
No.
How do you feel about people owning these animals?
Well, I think that, you know, it depends what it is, right? You know, I mean, if it's something
small. We're going to play your... You can say anything.
Yeah. I think that as long as it's responsible, you know, I mean, they can make really good pets, honestly. But obviously, I don't want people to have alligators and, you know, crocodiles and giant snakes and stuff like that. It's you know, not real responsible.
You're sitting right, like you're right in front of the camera.
But that lizard, here, the tegu or whatever, is a good pet, right?
Yeah, that one makes it. Literally, you can like train that to stay in your house.
Yeah.
I mean, and like just run around. You don't even have to put it in a cage. They actually can get potty trained the whole shot. So.
Yeah.
But this is a boa constrictor.
I don't know.
Everyone thinks a boa constrictor.
Oh, great. Another boa constrictor.
The other one was a python.
You just missed an amazing thing that happened with the boa constrictor because John was standing in front of the camera looking at pictures of himself.
Yeah,
I was trying to find myself.
I didn't realize the camera was right there, and I apologize.
I guess this is the last thing you'll remember, Howie,
because you're next to a boa constrictor that's going to choke you.
It won't choke me.
Nope, this one's fine.
This one's fine. It's the yellow one that you have.
Yeah,
to be.
That's the ticket.
You know what? The yellow
Did you find
one is
that video?
The least scary to me.
You want to play it? Want to watch the video?
Yeah, let's.
This
play
is
the video.
First time he
this is
cool. Comic Relief. You'll see what he did.
Let's do it.
Okay.
That I realized.
What?
This is the first time I realized I was famous.
And they knew
well,
you from
semi-famous. You know, I got no, you know, famous.
They knew you from
relative.
From
Saturday Night Live.
From Saturday Night.
Everyone was saying everyone's imitating you, but I never heard it or saw it.
Oh, you didn't know that you were famous? Right,
just no, I knew people would tell me, but I didn't think anyone really knew.
Here.
My name is Tommy Flanagan and yeah.
Hear that? Cheer.
Pathological Liars Anonymous. Yeah. In fact, I'm the founder of that organization. Yeah, that's it. And I have a sexual problem. Yeah. Yeah. Women, I mean, babes just can't get enough of me. Yeah.
And that's a problem for you?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. See, beautiful women are all over me 24 hours a day. Yeah. Nights, too. Yeah. See, it all started when I was living in Kentucky, in the China. Yeah. Yeah. Women love me in China. In fact, that's why I had to leave. Yeah. I was causing the population explosion. Yeah, that's it. Why do you think people always say the Chinese all look alike? Because they all look like me.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Oh, I guess you can't say that anymore.
You were talking about that yesterday, about things that you can't
say. I said they look like me. It's a joke.
No, but I was talking about things that you can't say anymore. You said there's a whole bunch of Saturday Night Live sketches that they won't re-air. You did the one about the penis.
Yeah, it was Matthew Broderick. Well, I don't think they air it now. Matthew Broderick and Dana Carvey and I had a nudist colony. Robert Smigel wrote it. He wrote, you know, Triumph the Insult Dog. He's Triumph the Insult Dog now,
yeah.
But Robert was a writer. Yeah, and it was about three guys in a nudist colony, and then they're trying to be like, you know, they're nude and they're uncomfortable, but they're trying to like act like it's normal.
Right.
So they go, "How's your penis? How's your penis doing? How's your penis? Good. How's yours? How's yours?" Then an old guy walks by, "Hey, old Bob, good to see you. Old to see you." And then I go, "Boy, has he let his penis go." And Time Magazine wrote an article about it. This is disgusting. SNL has hit a new low. They said the word penis 47 times. What was the point of that? Like, well, that was the point. And what about the point that this guy, the guy that wrote the articles, just sat there and counted? What about that point, you perv?
I love that.
Or Tony Danza, we did a sketch in 85. It was called, Tony's from Brooklyn, right? And he talks like this. He's a great guy. So they wrote a sketch. It goes, "The Brooklyn Academy Music presents The Way of the Wilds, starring Tony Danza, an invasion of the Martians." And then he goes, "John, we got to warn everybody. The Martians are invading. We got to warn everyone before it's too late."
And then together we went Funkin' A, F-U-N-K-I-N, right?
Right.
And they never aired the sketch again because they thought it was too dirty. We said Funkin'.
Funkin'. Wow.
Now on the radio, you got songs Wet Ass Pussy. And then, like, that's okay. But and then a friend goes, they can't say that on the radio. You know what they say?
What?
Wet and gushy. Yeah, that's way better. Some woman comes up to me and goes, hey, John, want to see my wet and gushy?
Does that happen?
Yeah. I'm like, sure. Want to see the squid? First nickname ever.
Can you, do you know the song Wet Ass Pussy?
Yeah. There be hoes in this house. There be hoes in this house. They're calling themselves hoes.
Right.
When did that become a compliment?
Can you do the dance?
No, I didn't even know there was one, but you can probably do it. Oh, you know, before I forget, I just, you know, I do these little jokes and then I forget.
Are you going to get a snack?
Uh-oh.
Trust this would be a good time. He's digging into his pockets. We'll be back. We took a word from our sponsor right now.
No.
No, yeah. And then when you find it, we're going to find out what he has in his pocket.
You're going to want me to find it.
I'm it's waiting.
A credit card.
What?
No, don't say anything.
Wasn't there.
What were you looking for?
Your credit card.
That you took.
I found it.
You lost it.
I thought it was in my pocket. It was in your wallet.
That really wasn't worth the wait. I thought it was a joke.
It was. I thought it was in my pocket, but it wasn't. It was in your wallet.
But I think that you said, and you had people wait throughout the commercial, that you were digging in your pocket for this great joke, and there's no joke.
They're not waiting. This is not live. You can edit it. Let's just settle down.
I'm not going to edit it. And you disappointed after the commercial. People thought there was going to be something amazing.
Hey, okay, I'm just going to say something. And no one's saying it in the room. And everyone notices it. But ever since that bow is on your neck, squeezing down on your neck, causing a blood flow blockage, seriously, you don't even realize it, but you have brain damage.
Is that possible as an animal expert? Do you think I have brain damage?
I do not think you have brain damage. I'm on your side.
Okay, do you know what you sound like right now? And I'm not even joking. Is that possible? Do you think I can get brain damage?
You shouldn't.
No, I'm not. That's what you sound like. You don't sound like that to you. You sound totally normal to you, right?
You can get in trouble for talking like that.
That's true.
But you're the one talking like that.
Are you going to keep this in, Jeremy or Alex?
Look at the dog just incessantly licking Alex's arm.
This is like the weirdest afternoon I've ever had. Do you want to talk a little bit more?
Well, that's what happens when you surprise your guests with snakes.
I told you.
You didn't say they're going to be animals. I don't even remember you saying that.
You're
lying.
You may not want to bring Jerry into the room.
You're the liar.
That's the ticket.
America's Got Talent. What about Howie Mandel? We'll find out right after this commercial.
Anyway, the point is, I told you that he was coming, and I said that you may want, and you said I could leave Jerry in the car, which I don't think is right anyway.
Did you say Brian's coming with snakes?
I said reptiles.
Ah.
Isn't this a snake a reptile? A
snake is a reptile.
Did you bring any others?
I think that's all the animals I brought. Yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do at the end here is I want to take
them all
out. I
remember saying I can leave Jerry in the car, but I don't remember why I said it.
You just said that and you don't know why you said it.
I don't remember why I said it. I agree with you. I did say I can leave Jerry in the car. I remember saying
because I said there's going to be snakes and reptiles and I don't know if that's good around the dog.
You know something.
But we're going to bring out all of them now at once.
No.
What?
You can.
Everything at once.
Everything
and
at once.
Give it to John. John,
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 don't
John,
leave.
Don't go. John, don't go. John, no, block the door. Block the door. John, come here. Sit here. No.
Well, it's one way to get rid of him.
John left. There's the seafood guy. There's the fish guy, Brian the fish guy.
Oh, Brian the fish guy. Brian, Brian? The snake guy.
Brian? Brian? Brian. Come to the mic. Brian.
I'm here.
Come to the mic.
I'm here.
Well, I can't hear you. Oh, because I'm not wearing a head. You look after the fish tank and have yes. since I got it on the show tanked.
Yes.
Why did you offer John Lovitz sushi? That bothers me.
He's very convincing.
He didn't say it wasn't him.
Oh, it wasn't me?
No.
He's the fish guy.
Well, it wasn't him. He didn't answer the door.
I'm the fish guy. I mean, the episode a few weeks ago, was they're talking about the fish tanks the whole time.
I don't see the guy.
What are you doing?
I think he's
John, you want to come in for the closing of the episode?
Nope.
No.
Do you want to close the episode from there? Do you have something to plug? What do you want? We want people to follow you.
Not the mic, and there's glass. You can hear me perfectly fine because I can project my voice. Let's bring them all out, everybody, and put them on Howie Mandel's head.
Bring everything out, and we'll close with everything out on the desk.
Sounds good. We could do that.
Yeah,
Mr. Brave.
Do they all get along?
Yeah, I mean, we'll just keep everything safe.
They don't all get... You can't just say, let's bring all them out. Maybe they don't all get along. What if
we'll be fine.
Look like you got beside you. Get that. Okay. Take that.
So you can take that one.
John, take that. All right.
Oh, this one peed.
How do you know
it peed?
What's with the pee?
Because it's wet. The tail's wet.
The tail's wet. John?
What?
Hello, Howie.
Hi.
Put that yellow one on your head.
Yeah, you can put that down right there, Joe.
Put that down right there. Yeah, we'll put that one there.
But is it going to eat the lizard?
No, it won't eat the lizard. No. It'll be fine.
I got it. You don't have to worry.
You don't have to worry.
Oh, okay. You got away from me.
I'm just careful for the computer. It'll rip the computer off.
Watch the computer. Rip the computer off.
Why don't you put the tegu right there?
Put the tegu right there.
Yep, yeah.
The tegu goes right there.
And then you can give Howie that can handle those snakes there.
I'll have those snakes. No. Yeah, I'll take that one. Yeah, I got this one. Okay. And here, black one. Where's the black one?
There you go. Now you got everything out.
Okay. So we had John Lovitz was here and Brian is here. Mm-hmm. You want to say anything? And this is new merch. These shirts. You like my new shirts?
I do like them a lot. Very nice. Where'd you get them?
What?
Where do I get them? Let's hear the pitch.
I think you just click on something.
Okay. Link in the description.
Wait,
you can get them at HowieMandel.com.
Yeah. HowieMandel.com.
John.
Okay.
John, you're missing out. Come on in.
I'm missing out on
How about
nothing.
You plug? What's your stuff you want to plug?
I can see it. It's terrific.
This is my impression. This is my impression of Noah. It's been raining for 34 days. How much more?
I like it. It's a good impression.
That's his channel.
What? Your
Brian,
channel,
tell them your channel.
It's just my name, Brian Barczyk. You know, people, if anyone want to watch animal content, you can find me all over the place. Literally,
Killing
if you just...
Howie, It's going down.
It's going away.
Don't say it's going
down. Goodbye, Howie Mandel. No. Squeezing your organs.
Do you want me to plug anything?
We'll put your link in the description.
John, you want me to plug anything?
Yeah. Plug everything I do, because this is your last podcast. That thing's going to kill you.
Where'd it go?
It's behind the screen.
We got it.
Okay.
I'll be doing stand-up December 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Laugh Factory in Las Vegas.
Okay.
All right.
That's that. You want to come in and just say goodbye?
Thanks.
It's sleeping.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh. What happened? I'm good. It's a good. Oh, well, there's another one coming in. Anyways, until next time, this is Howie Mandel doing stuff. You gotta, if you're listening to this, go home and click on YouTube, because this is a real visual feast. And where's my credit card, John? You took my credit card.
Oh, he definitely took your credit card.
No, I put it back.
No, you didn't.
I don't think he did.
No, you didn't.
It's not in there. It's that iguana took it.
No, look at this. Look at what's going on. Look at what's going on. Do you have,
okay.
You know, please, Alex,
press it.
My son?
Dad.
Yeah, thank you.
It's going everywhere.
God. Oh, my God.
Mayhem.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. We got it. All right. Good. All right. Thank you.
I like the lizards.